I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. Wildfire smoke has already spread into the North Sound this summer, and given all the fires to the north, east, and south, more wildfire smoke is likely to return before this season is over. And with the North Sound also ready to burn, any local fires will produce smoke. Here are some steps to take in case more smoke blankets the area where you are. Have those N95 masks from the pandemic era handy. These masks are the best option to help keep those small wildfire smoke particles from your throat and lungs. Keep smoke out of your home or business. Close windows and shut down HVAC units. If that is not possible, homemade, simple, affordable, and effective air filters can be made. With a typical 20-inch by 20-inch box fan, use a similar size furnace filter and duct tape. The filter arrows should point inward, with the duct tape wrapped up tight around the filter on the fan. If using a room air conditioner, use a fresh filter as well. Duct tape will help secure the airflow through the filter. This solution is not perfect, but better than nothing. Monitor air quality conditions near where you are. Visit the Washington State Department of Ecology air quality map for the latest readings near you. Exposure to wildfire smoke can lead to shortness of breath, a sense of burning in the eyes and nose, and headaches. If your body is telling you something regarding these symptoms, move inside and to an area with cleaner air. If symptoms become worse, a trip to the emergency room may be needed. In the last decade, the Pacific Northwest has suffered wildfire smoke nearly every year, and this year is no exception. To stay healthy, particularly for those with underlying medical conditions, be sure to take steps to avoid the impacts from wildfire smoke. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.